Or do you think they'll drop the bomb? Mother, do you think they'll like this song? Hi, everybody. Mother, do you think they'll try to break my balls? Is this live? What's up, Mama? Want to say hi to people? Say hi to people. Come on. Does anyone have any questions for my beautiful wife, Amy? This is how we're framed up here. Hi, everybody. What's going on? Does anybody have any questions or comments for my beautiful wife, Amy? What's up, Charles? Facebook cut me off for sharing live stream info. They made me create ads. Facebook is just a pit of vipers.
Despair.
It's a pit of despair. Hey, bud. You want to say hi to the Bears?
Hi, Bears.
Hello. Do you have any? You guys have any questions? Amy, you're glowing. Hope you're feeling well. How are you doing, Amy?
I'm good. Just a little tired.
Yeah, the whole family's a little tired. I think we might have a pollen situation here.
Yeah, I woke up sneezing a ton this morning.
I'm pregnant too. What's your favorite recipe for this new adventure?
For pregnancy?
Yeah.
I like stop myself from saying coffee. But, I don't really have a go-to recipe while I'm pregnant. I don't know. I guess I like a lot of fresh fruit when I can, but I just kind of eat like normal.
There's nothing.
Eat protein when I can.
Allergies for sure. Yeah, Amy, are you scared of the murder hornets that are apparently in Washington now?
I just don't think they're real.
Of course they're not. They're not real
so
at all.
Fake, but
it's beyond.
Real thing, then yes.
They're not. They're not real.
I'm not really buying it.
When your mom was reading Logos Rising earlier and said, this is really good, I purchased my copy on the spot, so simple, but I believe her. Yeah, right now she's reading the chapter. Want to tell the people about the chapter on Peter? She'll do a review later.
Paul.
I got a chapter on Paul?
Well,
just tell the people later. It's too early in the book. I don't want to put you on the spot.
It is, but some of the other chapters I skipped because they really...
She doesn't really like Bertrand Russell.
I thought, I hope the whole book isn't like this, and it isn't.
But it isn't.
So Christianity with Paul, and that's really interesting.
Yeah, right now she's on History of Christianity with Paul, and it's very interesting.
Yes.
But Bertrand Russell, according to my mom, is a hard pass.
Yes, right.
All right. They're going upstairs to watch a movie. They're going to watch The Sorcerer's Apprentice. My mom really likes it, so they're all going to watch it. Bye, Charlie. Oh, you see his shirt? Look at the shirt he's wearing.
He picked it out today.
Look at the shirt. Hey, buddy, look at your shirt. Look at your shirt. It's Winston Churchill. There you go, buddy. All right. Johnny keeps on giving. Coronu, murder hornets, what's next? I'm hoping for exploding monkey pea sandwiches. Dude, murder hornets, man. What's up, Mama?
I saw a meme of a...
Come over and tell the people.
Oh, it's dumb. It made me laugh, though. I saw a meme of bees preparing for murder hornets, and it's just them going to their hive carrying cans of Lysol and toilet paper.
That's wicked funny.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
That's super funny.
Yeah, here we go.
I'll be up in a little bit. I won't do my 3-hour oration tonight. That's what we call it now. And people who say, oh, I love Owen's rants. No, my orations. All right. They got guns now, too. Oh, dude, murder hornets is so, it's so dumb. I got to not even engage in it. It's all good. Big shout out to Dave Weiss. Thank you, brother. You saved me today, brother. Gave me weapons to fight the grabbers. Oh, dude. And I'll show you a video of how well it works. Veritech Tactical just texted me that, hey, guys, Tom Cruise is shooting a movie on the space station. NASA confirms.
Oh, my God.
they won't stop. No. The only way is detachment. All right, so let me send this to you real quick. Hang on. Oh, and someone did a great cover of Mad World. I'm going to play for you guys, too. And I got a lot of packages to open. It's one of the reasons I definitely always do two streams a night. I don't let my mail or packages build up like I used to because I don't want to miss stuff. Because if you guys take the time to write me letters, and a lot of them are so sweet and generous, I don't want it to just end up in a box somewhere. And if I don't stay on it every day, they end up in a box somewhere. Okay, so check this out. I'm going to play this tomorrow on my normal stream, but it's the evening. Big Bear has some allergies, but it's fine. A little droopy-eyed. All right, so watch this work.
Like you said, you don't have to ask. Whoa. You got a lab ass.
What's her face mask? Let's see about that.
Is that where you missed it?
I have a medical condition. That's some new business. All right, well, the law says I'm allowed in here with a medical condition. And due to HIPAA laws, I don't have to share that information along with the Fourth Amendment. So it's also against the law to deny service to somebody with a disability. All right, thank you.
And that's it.
That worked great.
Guys, use the grabber's tools. It's against the law to deny service to somebody with a disability. It's all a game. Play the game, you know. Legend, yeah, you can all do that. It's illegal to ask, dude, out-grabble the grabber. No, that's a bad way to say it. Out-logos the grabber. Because you're not lying. Everybody has a medical condition. It's called aerobic respiration. I'm one of those people who biologically has to breathe in oxygen and breathe out carbon dioxide. So if I'm wearing a mask that puts carbon dioxide on my face, I can have pulmonary problems. So you don't have to tell them that. You just say, I have a medical condition. I use aerobic respiration. You don't get to ask me that. And then, it's illegal to deny me service. Ba-boom. All right, so, you mean some places still won't let you in the state of Pennsylvania? No. You're wrong. Okay, you want me to say it again? Like, what is it? Do I have to say it, like, a few times? It's crazy illegal to deny somebody service. And they can't ask you what your medical condition is. I'm going to put that person in timeout. Nazarene Follower Bear in timeout. I'm just sharing information. Oh, my God, I can't score that. So we don't have to shoot the security guards? No. We all suffer from hypoxia, which is the lack of oxygen, leads to death. There he is. That's why you keep the Jews around. All the people that are like, let's kill the Jews. Come on, let's kill the Jews. What? There's a Jew right there. Steve Weiss killed it. No. Everybody has their role. And you need, you don't need. In these times, it's extremely helpful to have some real good-hearted Jews around you who can help you navigate the system. Guys, they wrote the system. All right. I'm in Pennsylvania. Just work for me today. Yeah. Nazarene will figure it out when she's in a nice little timeout. I'm allergic to, what's the equivalent in Canada, Big Bear? No idea. I try to stay away from your sticky-handed state of sodomites. They denied me an eye exam today, even with the card. I called the ADA. They said, take it up with my governor. Well, there you go, Robert. Take it up with your governor. What's the equivalent for Canada? I don't know. I still think you could have done it. I think that there's wordings that you got to do. But I'm not here to argue everybody's personal case in a scrolling chat. It literally is impossible, and I won't do it. It worked at Meijer today? Yes. And it's going to work even more and more. Guys, you know, a lot of Amy's friends who are super normal people, like nurses and just moms and stuff, not putting them down as they normal, I'm saying it in a good way, they now completely see it. Always out-grabble the grabbler with logo space resolve. Thank you, Kung Fu Bear. Like one of them sent, like a nurse sent my, texted my wife a video today that just said plandemic. And I'm like, you know, the tormented man is always like, yeah, but a month and a half ago, we could have saved $5 trillion. But I get it. It's all that it's God's plan. And it's great. The way the plan is working is awesome. I just have allergies, so I'm probably going to be a little extra tormented. All right. My dad is a medical doctor, and he's seeing it. Good. Good for him. Now tell him to stop cutting off the tips of little baby dicks and injecting cancer cells into their veins when they're born. Hey, guys, stop it. Bill Burr flies around L.A. in a chopper. Joe the Toe flies to L.A. in a murder hornet. Coffee grounds bear. Canadian Gun Council is suing the government over grabber laws. Good. Just keep your guns. Don't. It doesn't affect you. You're fine. And by the way, that story of the Texas salon owner, I think is completely fake. She's going to jail for 7 days, and she was fined $7,000, and her last name is Cohen. Guys, if it barks like a dog, 77 Cohen. No, I think don't put your trust in the media. When you see a media story, just think, what's this trying to do to people? What's the goal of the people? And that story isn't real. She got $500,000 in a GoFundMe. Oh yeah, and it's gonna go all to a Cohen. Her last name's Cohen. Cohen. She raised $300,000. It's all bullshit. It's all bullshit. She's a total grabber. GoFundMe is up to $350,000. I know. It's so insane. That's why I can't connect to it. Because all these people are like, yeah, finally, we have a grabber. And then she's just like, oh, she just took all your money. Her last name is Luther. Okay, keep telling yourself that. It's Cohen. Allegedly. I'm just hanging out. Give her all your money if you want. If that makes you happy, if you think you're fighting the good fight with that one, her goal is $333,000. You gotta be kidding me. They would never do that. They would never fine her $7,000 and put her in jail for 7 days. Would you believe if they fined her $6,006 and then slapped her ass 6 times? Would you be like, wait a minute. All right, I can't be aggressive tonight. I can't be aggressive tonight. Hoot, don't worry about it. They probably got her image off of one of those Getty images. They probably just, she cut my hair last, okay. Oh, but she's real. I whatever the spin is, it isn't real. She went to jail for 7 days. She was fined $7,000. And she just raised $333,000. And people are like, yes. Yes, you can. Last night was epic. Yeah, but I can't go that hard every night. Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb? Her name's Shelley Luther. I don't know. There's a Cohen in there. Don't give a shit. If you guys want to talk about it, she's raised $452,000. All right, cool. Cool, guys. I shouldn't have even fucking brought it up. Shouldn't have brought it up. Hey, guys. I fucking hate the internet sometimes. Maybe I recruited a couple more bears today with today's stream. Great. Hopefully they're not fucking retarded or else they can just completely leave. Her last name's Luther. Definitely not Cohen. And the beak on her... I'm not gonna engage. Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb? Since Trump, think about all the corruption that's been exposed. FBI, CIA, WHO, CDC, MSNBC. Cool, you're now banned for life. If you want to come back, just make another screen name. Mother, do you think... Oh, he's so unfair. Mother, do you think they'll like this song? Guys, you realize that there's a really good chance that when you say stuff like, Trump is exposing all the corruption, because they're getting bought out. Trunk may be trying to undercut all American institutions so it gets bought out by an international conglomerate headed by Bill Gates. No, doesn't cross your eyes. Guys, I don't care. Just stop with your bullshit. Guys, don't take any of the credit. It's all Trunk, and look at, he's killing it. I can't do it again. I got a little tired from today's rant. So you're against the FBI? Like, you want it to go away? What do you think is going to replace it? Something better? Maybe something by the United Nations. Maybe something a little more international. Because that way we can really keep an eye on the authorities. Are you fucking retarded? I'm going to start banning everybody. I'm fine, dude. People are sending me bears and shit. I don't need any fucking money or anything. Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb? Put your mask on for any reason, you are cucking to your masters and will hate yourself. Thank you, Wise. Mother, do you think they'll like the song? Run for president like Trunk. Mother, I never thought of what could come after the FBI, right? Because most people are fucking like seething retards. We got to take down the FBI. What comes after that? It's the same thing when it's like, we need women to get jobs like men. We need to empower women to get jobs. So what comes after that? There's no moms, I guess. I, guys, I'm just jerking off here. I'm not trying to think for myself. It's just unbelievable. Yeah, today you're gonna get a little falling down, Big Bear. A little bit of like, oh God. I'm gonna let out a little bit of frustration. I don't care. I never thought of what would come after the FBI. Yeah, no one seems to. Trump is trying to tank the economy. So yeah, It's crazy. The internet is teeming with retards. Despite being 6 foot something, Trunk still looks like he wears tiny pants. Yeah, I'm not. I don't need to talk about it. Unleash the bear. Yeah, I'm about to do a lot of bannings tonight. Mother, should I settle for a security state? Yeah, but everything coming is good. Big Bear, let's go downtown with some baseball bags to do coke from a Chinaman and then hit up the surplus store. Hilarious. Yeah, today Big Bear's a little bit falling down. After FDBI comes IBF, which stands for I butt fuck you. It doesn't matter. I bet 99% of you have never met an FBI agent. you just know what you're told on your little boxes. Time for control burn for the squirting. Squirting. Oh, my God. Squirting. Guys, Trunk is crushing. Dude, the Q movement may be one of the worst things I've ever seen in the world. The Q movement made normal Americans that have been holding on to the knowledge that you should never trust the government for hundreds of years say, guys, trust the government. Trust the plan simply means trust the government. That's all it means. It's a rhetorical masterstroke. It's like all these people that a month before, like if Obama tried to lower the amount of rounds in your magazine, you would be in the streets. But instead, you're locked in your home, unable to visit relatives as they die in cancer wards. And you're like, guys, trust the government. They just replace government. Each of your spirals leads to triumph. Thank you. Okay. Guys, they replaced government with the word plan, put a bow on it, and people just are like, yeah. It's like, guys, trust the government. Trust the, where we go one, we go all. Trust the government. Where we go one, we go all. Trust the government. I can't, as I can't believe it, I can't believe it at this point. It's like, guys, trust the government. And it's cool, man. It's some people really need that in their life. They're all about it. They have to squirt. And people are going to get mad at me for that. They're going to be like, but Big Bear, where we go one, we go all. No, that isn't true. I won't go to a Third Eye Blind concert. If you go to a Third Eye Blind concert and you say, where we go one, we go all, go, no, no, I'm not going to go to a Third Eye Blind concert. Trust the Planned Parenthood. All right. I can't talk about it anymore. Plan equals government. That's brilliant. Trust the government. Mother, should I trust the government? Trust the plan. It's so obviously insane at this point. Mother, will they put me in the firing line? Guys, the military secret tribunals. Dude, people are rooting for people, for the secret military to take citizens and kill them. And as they stayed in their house with no, like, I just can't believe what I'm normally a pretty positive guy. I'm normally just like, yeah, check out all what's happening in Ursa Manor. Let's do some funny stuff. I just have to have a night where I'm just like, guys, what the fuck are you saying? Ghislaine Maxwell walks free of this day. Guys, they're this close. They're this close. Ghislaine Maxwell is... And the only reason Harvey Weinstein and Bill Cosby went to jail is because they both tried to start their own production companies. You want to let that sit? That will sink in? Harvey Weinstein and Bill Cosby tried to buy NBC from the grabber. And Weinstein tried to challenge the... corporatized structure of production companies. Weinstein was a sacrifice. No, it's business for Weinstein. I have inside sources. The ripple of gravy crush will heal the soul. Yes. Guys, you don't understand. This takes time. We've been playing this for thousands of years. Okay. Guys, Trump has been, it's been planned for thousands of years. Guys, I mean, when Kennedy was shot, the White Hats immediately went in the sewers. And they've had two generations. They had children. Those children had children in the sewers. And they had secret Q decoder rings. And they knew that eventually they would get the Messiah, Donald Trump. Oh, do you guys want to see what I'm talking about when I say Donald Trump? I can't keep ranting about this, though. It's really not good entertainment. I think it's sloppy of me to just keep talking like this. But it's like... Every now and then, the Big Bear, when I live stream every day for 4 hours, there's going to come a time where I have to say stuff like this. Trunk. Black woman. Here it is. It's called Listen Here, Trunk. Yes, I guess. Guys, this is where Trump comes from, if anybody doesn't know. It might be the greatest thing I've ever seen. And I've seen the birth of two of my children. All right, watch this. No, not Down Syndrome President. Listen here, Trump. This is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. Guys, bear in mind the whole time she really thinks his name is Trunk.
Y'all, I done had to come in this motherfucking car to get away from these motherfucking kids. Listen here, Trunk. I don't know what the fuck going on, but whatever the fuck y'all put in this app, y'all need to motherfucking contain this shit. Because these motherfuckers need to go back to school. See, I ain't got enough money to be calling the motherfucking weed man. And the dispensaries ain't giving no goddamn discounts for this shit. So Trunk, you need to contain this shit. Or tell the motherfuckers over there in China that they need to contain this shit. Because I ain't got enough motherfucking weed. sell all your motherfucking water, because I got a motherfucking card. And bitch, and the way my brain's set up right now, y'all can motherfucking come get me, because
I love her so much. I love her.
Let me explain something to y'all. Y'all don't stop this. The motherfuckers can't go to school.
I love
y'all
her so
don't
much.
Put it to where these bitches can't go to the beach. Y'all don't motherfucker put it to where these bitches can't go to the motherfucking trampoline place. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck is it that y'all want us to do with these motherfuckers.
By the way, I would give anything to be at the trampoline place with this lady. I would be bouncing all day long. All day with her.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. What is it that you want me to do? You ain't giving me no money to go buy no activities.
Guys, she needs her activities.
Trunk, you need to tell the motherfucking weed bears that they need to give us a motherfucking discount. You need to put the money in the weed man's pocket so we can stay straight. So we can stay straight. Because guess what? I ain't got no more money.
You hear that, Trunk?
Trunk, I ain't set up for this, Trunk. I'm used to my kids being in school, Trunk. Y'all need to share this and tell President Trunk. He need to get this shit together. Contain this shit. Because, bitch, we about to flip a wig around here.
Give her some money, Trunk. Dude, this is real. I know black ladies that really act like this. This is not parody.
Y'all, I done had to come in this motherfucking car to get away from these motherfucking kids. Listen here, Trunk. I don't know what the fuck going on.
Alright, it's just so perfect. Trunk, pay the bitch. Went to an Oregon beach and the police were giving tickets. I don't know if that's true. Maybe. But just trust the plan, man. They almost have Ghislaine Maxwell cornered in the Denver airport. All right, let's read some mail. If other people are like, oh, yeah, well, the economy is crashing. You need a story. Guys, it doesn't matter. Trunk is not doing anything good. But it doesn't matter. He's not responsible for us. He's just Trunk. He's out trunking. He's trunking around. He's trying to get that motherfucking weed trunk. You hear me, Trunk? All right. Owen, great leader of the Bears. Keep going. You D-Live conversation on internet. They all end up saying what you say sooner or later. Thanks for being a real man. The kids need your guidance and input. As far as the weight, a German saying, a man without a beer belly hasn't lived and is not a man. I like that a lot. I have a gravy belly. Thanks for being the most honest, real, passionate, and one of the funniest people I've ever heard. Keep going. All the best. This is Renee. Thank you, Renee. Trunk. All right. What else you got here? I need my weed trunk. Give me my motherfucking weed trunk. Someone said, imagine a world with weed shortages. Oh, the humanity. Imagine a world where grown men didn't constantly do sarcasm. Like, wouldn't that just be so awesome? Like, when people weren't constantly doing sarcasm all the time. Like, just saying the opposite of what they believe because they just aren't capable of saying what they believe ever. They just have to. This smells really good, whatever this is. Wow, what is this? Oh, the humanity. I'll beat you all. I'll beat you all into better people. Dude, I'm such an asshole. But what I'm saying is true. I mean, it's... Imagine a world with... that woman has more balls, and she's saying more truth than 99% of the people in here that call themselves patriots. She's like, I'm not scared to go to jail. Give me my what I fucking deserve, Trunk. End the shit, Trunk. Meanwhile, that retard doing sarcasm. Imagine a world with the humanity. I bet they've masturbated, 100 times since the lockdown? Dude, their internet history is probably so disgusting they hit clear every morning. They're like, oh God, clear. I don't want anyone seeing this. Do you guys know the stats? I should do a whole episode on the stats of what people watch in porn. I read a whole book on it once. It was called A Billion Little Lies. But sometimes the porn companies, especially they used to, release stats on what the different regions of the world and countries, what their main categories are, and how much they're consuming. Guys, it's insane. To the point where my disgust for humanity it's fine though. I'm usually in a much better mood. I blame it on the allergies. But it's unreal. It's like you'll see the regions and what they're really into and the guys like trillions of downloads. Like trillions. And that's when I realized it was a military operation because the cost of that bandwidth. Guys, unauthorized.tv, it's thousands and thousands of dollars a month to pay for that bandwidth. Thousands. To do the level of porn that is being consumed by people in this shit country, hundreds of billion, I would guess 100 billion, I couldn't even quantify it. Like entire gross domestic product, like entire GDPs of whole countries could not pay for the porn that's being pumped into the homes of America. Yuck, don't remind me. All right, well, you're in a timeout now. I bet you're a masturbator. Yuck. Oh, God, everyone's so gross. Imagine all the... guys, the amount is so insane that when you see it, you're like, oh, God, this is the root of so many of our problems. It is the mechanism of control over America. And people are like, Owen always brings out porno. I think he secretly... If you don't, you might have to stop watching it in order to see it. Timeout is just a timeout. Yeah, I think I may just be more aggressive in the spring and summertime. And you guys are just going to have to deal with it. It's just reality. No fat may. How about you just stop watching porn? The Opium War 2.0 is porn. It's like, it's revolutionized military action. Porn debt is downfall of the world. Oh. The amount of servers that would be required, think about even the people here, and these are based people. These are some of the best people on the internet are in this chat. Just the amount, I know how much it costs for you guys to go to unauthorized. The amount it costs for your porn addictions would feed the world. Like it would just endless prosperity. And you are starting an electrical circuit in yourself. I really have a hard time explaining what is happening. Video games are not like porn. Video games are not nearly the way. Video games can be healthy if it's like solving puzzles, shit like that. If you have a healthy life outside of video games, it can be good for hand-eye coordination. I'm not crazy against video games. Some are desensitizing and fucking crazy, but guys, porn is crazy. And I'm not hammering it enough. It's as if you're on a plane and there's a fire in the plane. Like things are burning inside the plane. You're like, there's fire in the plane. It's like, dude, we know. I'm like, dude, you have to land this plane right now. And people are like, dude, come on. Video games cost money. Right. That's how you know it's not a military action like porn. Like, to buy a video game is, like, what? I have no idea. $10? $1 million? I don't know. But it costs money. I still can't believe pornography exists. We're in a timeout. You can't believe pornography exists? You're a liar. Timeout for you. Go think about lying again. So you can't believe something that's existed forever that you've engaged in probably 100,000 times. You can't believe it exists. Can you, like, so just don't lie. Come back again, and next time don't say obvious lies in virtue signal. I just can't believe it exists. Well, would you like me to take a look at your search history? Jesus Christ. Greetings, Owen Benjamin of House Bear. Us here on the California coast, which is now aglow with golden poppies, appreciate and cherish the countless hours of house-made gravy served to us upon entering your stream. The U.S. Army released a game. It was free. Hilarious, Stoic Bear. Very interesting. $50 to $60 for video games? Nice. I have no idea. I've never bought one before. What percentage of your supporters are still watching porn? I have absolutely no idea. I don't even want to know anymore. Porn is the sword you stab yourself with. Dude, chemical warfare is all in your brain. You understand that, right? Your endocrine system. Your body is filled with a range of chemicals that that no Wuhan China lab can make. From fear to wrath to lust to envy to, every pride, everything you can think of. And they use visuals to release it into your bloodstream. And that way, they can, it's like poison gas, except it can infect you anywhere, anytime that has an electric current running into your house. It is the most unbelievably advanced chemical weapons distribution system you can ever imagine. And people are like, but I just need to squirt. On the topic of multitasking, during this prosperous time, the Baz are indeed crushing and no doubt will continue to crush. May I, as a keen observer and articulator of the human body, share with you some of my favorite techniques? I hope this is not going where it could be going. Since our muscles are powered... Oh, good. All right. I thought you were about to talk about how much you whack off. Since our muscles are powered by the air life we breathe in through our nostrils and eyes, let them be full and deep with purpose and intention. I like that. When I was a teacher of Pilates, When I was a teacher of Pilates, we used such equipment as you have in your barn and around Ursa Manor. Enjoy your hard labor as you always do. P.S. When walking from A to 13, lift your gaze above the horizon. It sends the shoulders back and relaxes them, and it's nice on the spine. Thank you. Much gratitude and respect for all you do. GBT Pilates Bear. Thank you, GBT Pilates Bear. It's very nice. P.S. Owen of House Bear, thank you for the lessons you share, as they are so much appreciated by me and my household. Your appreciation and respect for seeds is inspiring, so I enclose these matrix seeds for you to sow at your discretion. Say, a yurt somewhere along a bear trail. Much love and respect to you and yours, GBT Pilates Bear. I needed that. I needed that. I didn't need it. I did not need that. But I greatly enjoyed that letter. Porn used to be in print only except triple X theaters. Yes. It's been weaponized to a degree that I think if it ever ends before people just implode... In the future, people will look back at this time as the most sexually deranged time in the history of the world by far. I just don't know what else to tell you. And I get the ironies of how this, like sometimes the prisoner is the one to tell you about prison. And so I used to be a bit of a I was very adventurous. You know, I indulged for a lot of my life. So I understand why sometimes the knowledge of this is kept from other people because people put you in a category. They're like, oh, Big Bear, didn't he used to watch a lot of pornos and have a lot of sex? Don't listen to what he says. He's just full of... No. This is the irony. It's like the prisoner that's been released will tell you all about prison, but a lot of times people don't listen to people with tattoos on their face and shit. But they're like, dude, you want to hear about it? They're like, hey, get away from me. So it's like, I really know how it works. You know? BB, the difference from you and a cam whore. I don't know what that means. You call me a cam whore? Porn has turned the average man into a trench coat wearing degenerate of yesteryear. Dude, exactly. Like, the average man is now someone that would have been put in prison. And they're the ones saying, we got to catch the pedophiles as they're just jerking off. Guys, not that long ago, being a masturbator was considered a mental illness. Now telling the truth is considered a mental illness. It's all right. Everything's great. And people are praising the man that's bringing it to them. They're saying, God, Trunk, without Trunk, how could we be, like, really trying to legally find loopholes so we can walk into Target without wearing a mask on our face? It's all part of the plan because we got to get Ghislaine Maxwell. Jerking it was called self-abuse. Yes. All right. Is Penthouse... BB, you're my favorite new cam whore. Just kidding. It's fine. It's pretty funny, actually. Is Penthouse Variations a bad man? It's just stories. Yeah, it's obviously bad. Dude, do whatever you want. Don't tell me about it. Do whatever you want. Like, if that's what makes... If you want to tell yourself that reading your dirty stories is good for your mind, guys, I get it. I get it, man. I'm just sick of the virtue signaling, dude. I might need a break. Maybe I won't stream tomorrow. Might not. I don't think I'm going to stream tomorrow. I need a break. I'm starting to... It might sound a little bit like... I don't want to be cynical. Just creating art. Nice. Oh, that's really pretty. Look at that. Being gay is a mental illness. I'd love to see your search history. I'd love to see your search history. Take the day off, BB. Yeah. But I love ladling. It's, I don't know. I gotta think about it. Take a day off. You guys seem pretty adamant about it. So yeah, I will. Just play the piano. Your house Kraga. Should I ban him for life or just time him out? Just play the piano. I gotta really reverse engineer the motivation behind that. It could be okay. I'm just gonna time you out. Next time, of course, you'll be banned for life. I'm a gravy addict. I'm a bit of a gravy addict too. But if you don't stream, I'll have to squirm. Right. BB, did you ever get my Duterte t-shirt? Maybe, I don't know. New UA servers is awesome. Thanks, guy, to know so. Porn has been here since dawn of time, prostitution right from the grabber. Right, but it's, you can't blame the grabber. It's insane. I can't do it anymore, guys. Like, I just can't do it. I can't blame the peddler anymore. It's so fucking, it's, well, everything is so sad, lol. All right, you're banned for life. You can come back, but no lol and sad and all that. If you're just kidding, then that was a terrible joke. All right. Control what happens in your house. Right. I don't know how you keep up with the 24 hours of live off-the-cuff material every week. I love it. I'm good at it. I love it. But I'm not going to let myself get to a point where I'm just like, you're all disgusting. Because you're not. You're awesome. And right now I think I'm... It's a time... And it was never infinite videos on demand before. No, exactly. It was one crumpled... I used to do stand-up about it. I don't even know if the stand-up exists anymore. But Spank Mountain, look it up. Owen Benjamin Spank Mountain. I've been doing stand-up about this for years. Yep, Spank Mountain's on there. Big Bear Archive, 42 views. It used to have, what, a million views? So check that out. Until it was deleted. And then people go, oh, no one cares about the Big Bear anymore. Everybody knows he sucks. Yeah, because you just keep deleting all my videos when they go viral. Like, it'll get a million views, and that's like, it used to be brothels. Okay. All right. I'm going to open another package. Guys, I promise you, the average person had not engaged in thousands of hours of this type of behavior in their... Deserve a break, BB? You're in timeout, Mort Wolf Bear. No, I'm not going to be a dick. It's just making me laugh. Just banning and timing out everybody is great. But then they're gay. Owen streams are the opposite of suck. I remember that magazine in the 80s in a tree fort. Yep. It's just like there's no joy in being right ahead of schedule a lot. Because now people are like finally coming around. Like I'm getting all these emails like, Big Bear, did you see that what a virus might be? And I'm like, I don't know. It's just like it has this opposite effect where I don't feel vindicated. I'm just like, why didn't you just do it before when before you gave everything away? You know, like these children, and this is why the Q-tards are pissing me off. It's like I see little kids in stores wearing masks on their face. Trunk is not doing anything about it. You know, Eugenius Bear, you're in a timeout. Exhausted? Question mark? Now you're banned for life. Get another name. Nazarene Flower Bear ban. I don't know if you want me to ban you. I'll ban you. I really do need to clean some house in here. One step ahead, you're a genius. Two steps ahead, you're crazy. Right. Try being like five steps ahead. And I'm not trying to be a dick. It's just reality. You most certainly didn't dare to slam the hammer in front of your buddies in the woods. Right. Love the black weed demon woman. I saw a kid wear gloves, but he was still putting his hands in his mouth. Dude, they're traumatizing little kids. And it's public. It's public child abuse. Like, bad. It's saying, hey, little buddy, wear a mask. You have to wear a mask because or else you're going to die. And it's bringing back a lot of shit from my childhood. And, like, having my mom here and stuff, it's bringing back a lot of memories. And so I'm getting a little aggressive. Love a good spring clean. BB, before you know it, it will be the last now. Is there any bear-approved CBD oil? Trunk may be his secret service name. I don't care. BB, Pink Trip was giving you props for Insight earlier. I don't know that his... Oh, the guy that... yeah. That's cool. BB has a band for life underneath everyone's seat. The child wearing masks are most heartbreaking to see. Oh, dude, it's bringing back a lot of childhood memories where it's about instilling fear in children just to break the light in their eyes. And to see people praise Trunk for it, I'm like, you sick motherfuckers. I wear the mask. I always seen this stuff. I was crazy and it came on the scene. I appreciate what you said. What happened, you also to me. Okay. BB just finished a huge burn of the dead wood. Know the good feelings after. Yes. Trunk just about getting crunk. He ain't about hunting no paddles. No. He hired Dershowitz to be his lawyer. I mean, it's becoming such a parody of itself that it's like, but guys, we're so close to getting Hillary. Dude, all these Q-tards, they want to see Trump fuck Hillary. That's all they want. They just want to see hardcore porn where Trump sexually dominates Hillary. And I think it's pretty fucking crazy at this point. All right, let's open a package. And then they're gonna call me the bad man for porn. Owen's got a thick mind. Look at him. Look at him. I'm the one with a thick mind? No. I just finished Inbox book burning. If you take a day off, I can catch up. You're the man. Yeah, I'm going to take a day off tomorrow. I got to. I don't want to be cynical. I feel a little cynical today. I know you guys are going to find it funny. People find when I'm in these moods funny. But, you know, breaking. Hillary's in the underground tunnels of Disney World waiting for Tom Hanks and Patton Oswalt. Right. Oh, Narnia, sweet. Oh, this is awesome. What a great present. What a great present. That's huge. And seeds. Yeah, I got to take a day off. I can't be cynical with people this good. I'm not going to assume you all are just constantly beating off. Baker Creek Heirloom, yes. Let me read this letter. This is long enough. Dear Owen, I've enclosed some old strains of seeds that have been medicine or livestock food as I was ordering and thinking if supply chains are breaking, we should have our own seed-saving supply chain. Yes, you were talking about the Bear Trail. Synchronicity at its finest. Also enclosed a copy of Narnia I ordered for my family and was charged for Two, I'm sure that you're probably already have it. If you might pass it along to your new neighbors in that case. I put off writing this letter for too long. I am a Caucasian man of mostly German descent, probably and possibly a branch of Irish. Born the year of our Lord, 1982, in Syracuse, New York, and grew up in Utica. Nice. Wanting to see a Tartarian building, the gold dome bank of when that used to have a free energy device on the top. Yeah, that's so true, man. There used to be free energy in the whole country all the time. All those domes and spires and shit, they used to collect energy. They used to give people free electricity. Was a lightning rod, which clearly had to be removed because lightning apparently was no longer an issue. I'm not going to be cynical. Yeah, Trunk wants us to drink the warm piss. How many Rogans is 69 inches? Yeah, Jesus, not enough. All right. As much as I can blame my mother and my ex-wife, I realized it was my act. Oh, there's a whole other thing. I got to read this after. I'll read the whole thing, though. Thank you for sending it to me. I'm going to play you guys some music. Do you guys want to hear a bear sent me a cover of, where is it? Mad World cover. Let's take a listen. It's called Mask World. Is Weiss still here? I feel like Weiss would like this. There we go. Enjoy. This is the Well Red Poet. Poet in red, red spelled like the color of his beard. Come on, Trump. Awesome. Again, let me shout this dude out again. As Mask World by the well-read poet. That's R-E-D. I'll show him some love to support the people that crush. Mask World available in my DLive home chat. Thank you, Slap Weasel. Very helpful. I could go for some Sound of Silence if you're feeling it. Of course I am. Hello, darkness, my old friend. This is the song that plays when you put you first put your mask on. Mask is coming out of your face. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. 'Cause in vision softly creeping, left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, in narrow streets of cobblestone. People talking without speaking, people hearing without witting, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did echo the will of silence. That I do not know. Silence is like a cancer grows. Take my arms that I might reach you. Take my hear my words that I might teach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. No wonder echo. Silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon gods they made. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No wonder echo the will of silence. How's the sound on that? Is it peaking? Should I turn down the gain a little bit? I'll turn the gain down a little bit. Something build up. Oh, by the way, my piano or him, neither one of us are out of tune. My piano is tuned to 432 hertz. So my piano will be out of tune with anybody ever doing anything. Because my piano is not tuned to the normal piano. All right.
Something build up my heart. With nothing, someone told me not to cry. Now that I'm older, my heart beats colder. It's alive.
wake up. Our bodies get bigger, but our hearts get torn up. We're just a million little gods causing rainstorms, turning every good thing to rust. I guess we'll just have to adjust. I'm just going to play some music. Hi, Titty Bear. What do you guys want to hear? I know I'm in a shitty mood tonight. It's fine. I'm at a tipping point, pun firmly enclosed. Nice slap, Weasel. Can you play a song called The Blessings? I don't know that song. Hey, BB, do you know how to play a telephone line by L-E-L-O? No, I'm not a big sodomy fan. Build a house? Yeah. Or nobody home? Yeah. Bunny Bear loves that one. I got a little black book with my poems in. Got a bag with a toothbrush and a comb in. When I'm a good dog, they sometimes throw me a bone. I got elastic bands keeping my shoes on. Got those swollen hair blues. Well, I'm going to just do a big Pink Floyd medley. Vera. Yeah, you guys want to hear Vera? Does anybody here remember Vera Lynn? Remember how she said that we will meet again some sunny day? Vera! What has become of you? Does anybody else in here feel the way I do? Did you exchange?
Being so good at building ships, the clouds would still be open on the climb. And it can't be much fun for them beneath the rising sun, with all their kids committing suicide. How I wish you were here. We're just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl. Goodbye, Max. Goodbye, Ma. After the service, when you're walking slowly to the car, and the silver in her hair shines in the cold November air, you hear the tolling bell and touch the silk in your lapel, and as the teardrops rise to meet the from hell, blue skies from pain. Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail? smile from a veil. Do you think you can tell? Did they get you to trade your heroes for ghosts? Hot ashes for trees. Hot air for a cool breeze. Cold comfort for change. Did you exchange a walk-on part in the war for a lead role in a cage? Does anybody here remember Vera Lynn? Remember how she said that we will meet again?
It was a little Pink Floyd medley. A little of my Tartarian liquid. As I was pointing that, I was thinking about things I need to improve on. I'm not going to keep hammering the porn squirting thing. It's going to start having it's not going to have any benefit. I've said my piece. I can't just keep hammering that into people. It doesn't. I think it's going to start having what's it called when there's less return, diminished return or something? I don't know. Who's Vera Lynn? She was an actress singer that they would standing ovulation. That's hilarious. That they would parade out to the soldiers going out to World War II to make them think that she would return. She would be there waiting for them when they came home. Law of diminishing returns. I think there's going to be diminishing returns. I've said what I need to say about squirting. I mean, I'm sure every now and then it'll pop up, but I've been really hammering it lately because to see the mass cuckery during this time and to know what's causing it has been a bit of a burden, but I get it. So I have to just lay off that. Still very funny, though. It is. But I'm getting a little too like, guys, stop. You see the weakness in your followers, idol lovers? It's not about idol loving. The stoic bearer, you're in timeout, even though you just gave me a diamond. I know that seems insane. Oh, no, I can't. I missed it. Next time, though, even though you just gave me a diamond, I was about to put you in timeout. No, it's not about idol worship. No one's worshiping me. See weakness in your followers. Oh, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm talking about Q-tards. You're right. I'm glad I didn't time you out. You're right, Stoic Bear. Yeah, it's the idol worship of Q. I see that. Yeah, you're right. I get it. I'm very aggressive. All right, what songs do you guys want to hear now? Yeah, let me open another thing. Because I'm taking tomorrow off. I'm going to the water. I'm going to the ocean. And I'm going to be with my family all day. And I'm not going to think about how many people are squirting and cucking? Lady QAnon idol worships you, LOL. No, she doesn't. I think she's just a very enthusiastic person. I think she does that with everything that she encounters. I think Lady QAnon Bear could see a Wendy's commercial and she'd be like, Wendy's is the light. It's her personality, guys. I don't know. Maybe some people don't understand personality type, but Lady QAnon Bear is the type where everything she likes, if she was eating good quiche, she'd be like, this quiche is the light. And I like that about her. I find it very endearing. But she's like that with a lot of, like, retards, too. Like, she's like, guys, this message board is the light. And it's not personal. She doesn't worship me. She's like that with literally everything. She's like, guys, I just read this book, and it is the light. I'm like, that's a pamphlet. That's a pamphlet for the Adirondack Mountain Kayak Resort. She's like, it has connected all the dots. BB, do you think trading stocks is inherently grappling? No, but I think it's retarded at this point because it's not connected to the free market. But do what you want. I'm not going to give you. I do that too. Yeah, Teddy Bear does it. It's a fun way to live. My brother's like that. Everybody my brother meets is the greatest person he's ever met. And it brings out a lot of great, a lot of greatness in people. I'm glad BB can't hear Lady QAnon talk or he might pretend to go deaf. Right. Lady Q gets so much love despite how it may seem. Yeah, it doesn't. It's not about getting love or not getting love. It's just it's a community where people talk to each other. Lady Q would be excited to move a pile of rocks from over here to over there. I could use a little of that enthusiasm. Yes. I've got a thing for redheads with braids. It's a good point, Lady Cunon Bear. Lady Cunon Bear just gets excited about stuff. She's like, I just read a book, and it connected everything. It is the way. I'm like, Lady Cunon Bear, you're reading a pamphlet for a kayak resort, a kayak camp. She's like, it is everything I've been looking for. She gets way too much attention. Well, you're now banned for life. Come back if you want to do a 2.0. She gets way too much attention. I'm the special boy. Ooh, coffee. Nice. My wife will be really excited about this. She gets way too much attention. I'm the special boy. Dude, I'm in a guys, everyone knows I'm in a banning type of mood today. Guys, come at Lady Q, you get the ban. Right, I'm protect. Even though I've banned Lady Q and I'm there like 80 times, I'm still a little protective. I love Lady Q and I'm there all versions. I'm not gonna say I love Lady Q and I'm there. I mean, in a sense. Hello, Big Bear. First, a big thank you. Your streams have helped so many people, including myself. For the past 20 years, I was locked up in a prison that I had built around myself, just wallowing in shame and regret for the way I had lived in the past. I was totally paralyzed from moving forward in life. You inspired me to break out and push through all the self-deceiving self-wizardry. The stream you did on repentance and forgiving yourself was a breakthrough. I've listened to countless hours of biblical teaching, which I could always understand from an intellectual perspective, but nothing moved my heart like the aforementioned stream of yours. It was so freeing. Since then, I have started to look for land, find a lady, and I'm starting a coffee business. I hope you and Amy enjoy the coffee I sent you. Additionally, I included a shiny piece of gravel for your babble. Thanks again for the countless hours of entertainment, mind gravy, and inspiration. Lots of love. P.S. I was going to send some, but you're doing great, kid. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. PPS, here's a scouting book for your boys. There's lots of gravy and activities for them to learn. Awesome. Scouting book. Oh, and a little gravel for my babble. That's where the gravel was. It was in the book. Oh. It's letters like that to keep on going. Yeah, I mean, if I didn't get letters like that, I'd still be the same guy. I'd still be crushing. But it definitely, I stream more knowing how many people that it actually helps. Like not just like people saying it helps, like people that are like starting businesses, getting married, having children. It definitely encourages me to stream more. Because if I didn't think I was doing anything good, I wouldn't do it. Can mods explain what ROTC is, a filtered word? Oh, it's Revenge of the Sis. It was like, it's this like, YouTube channel that a while ago, it was like this troll thing. It literally doesn't matter anymore. No one cares. Helped so much to smash fear. Yes. The gravy flows. You helped me and my fam more than you know. Always rising. Keep crushing me, Bear. You've helped me so much. All right, sweet. Thank you guys. But I just, that's why I you guys help me understand what works and what doesn't when it comes to how I communicate things I know. I know that the way I talk to people helps. And I know sometimes it doesn't seem that way. When I'm just like, I mock their squirting. I hammer it home. I yell. I repeat it 1,000 times. But it's, you know, It does free people. It breaks their chains. You help me break out of the spell of children being expensive. We're literally saving lives doing stuff like this. All right. I hope you enjoy your break tomorrow. You deserve it. Thank you. I'm going to enjoy the break. I need a break. I definitely do. But tonight I'm going to enjoy playing a little more piano. Eat Florida nose. I missed this one. Brother Owen, I write you this short letter to simply say how proud I am to see you coming out from the belly of the beast to shine Heavenly Father's beautiful light on all the deceptions around us. It has also been wonderful to see your growth over the last few years. There is no room for despair or fear when you have totally given your life back to the one who truly created it. Totally, dude. And the way you phrase that is so perfect. Please accept this small gift as a token of appreciation for you and the beautiful family. It's a print from a pastel I did of our local lighthouse. Wow. Oh, that's what that was. Here in St. Augustine, titled Night Shift. I would be stoked if one day our paths crossed. Until then, shine on, Big Bear. Sincerely, James. Thank you, James. If you want to check out James's art on Instagram, I think this is Instagram, at Just Creating Art. Just Creating Art. I don't know if that's Instagram or Twitter or whatever. Compassion for the squirt boy, the squirt hold began when we were lads. Oh, dude, I used to squirt all the time. Of course I have compassion for the squirt boy. That's why I'm so passionate about it. You know? I swear to God, it's the reason I hate it so much. Is because I know the chain. When I used to be on the road as a comedian, I would just fire up the pornos during the day. I'd work out. I'd be alone all the time. I know how it allows isolation. I know how it fosters isolation. It's like when I'd be in hotels all the time by myself, I think it also kind of encouraged me to be reckless and drunk and all that stuff. It like kind of, it gives you a diseased placenta to isolation. That's compassion. Good one, Bear with two cubs. A bear recognized St. Augustine Lighthouse instantly. That's amazing. Wellington Bear. And I think that's why I have such hatred for this spell. Because it held me for so long. Hey, love.
I have something for us to watch tonight.
What is it?
To wrap it up.
What is it?
It's the Butler Edit sent me, but then someone else sent me, and I'm seeing a lot of things. It keeps getting removed from YouTube. So.
Oh, really? All right, we'll check it out.
I'm gonna go water the garden.
Okay. I'm not gonna stream at all tomorrow. I'm taking a day off, so I'm gonna land this plane. I'm gonna give it 10 minutes.
So like 20?
No, 10. I'm gonna keep it to 10.
Yes, I have a voice.
I was a dope addict, and I'll always be a squirter. Then I'm just reading what people are writing. Amy just laughed. I might start Squirt Boy Anonymous, Aim. I'm just kidding. All right. My jokes aren't translating. I definitely need a day off. I have to stay in hotels or I get microwaved with satellites. That's really intense. TIF1 Bear. Does hotel Wi-Fi actually work well for pornos? I don't want to talk. Stop. All right. Final songs. We built this spell on pumps and rage. BB is the absolute worst pilot. Never lands the plane. I'm going to land this plane. Utards think Trunk will get pedos, build a wall. As BB says, build your own wall. And Owen got address of some pedos. Yes. Or is addictive like drugs, but society thinks it's acceptable, makes it hard to see. Yeah, dude, that's the big thing. It's right out of the opium war. Study the opium war. First day of my life. I'll do that with Santeria. This is the first day of my life. Swear I was born right in the doorway. I went out in the rain, suddenly everything changed. They're spreading blankets on the beach. Yours is the first face that I saw. I don't care, I could go anywhere with you, and I'd probably be happy. I don't practice Santeria, Yeah.
I don't practice Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball. Well, I had $1 million, but I spent it all. If I could find that Hannah and that Sancho that she's found, well, I'd pop a cap in Sancho, then I'd slap her down. Remember the time we drove all night just to meet me in the morning? And I thought it was strange, suddenly everything changed. As if you just woke up. And tell San she knows what it's good for him. He best go run and hide. Daddy's got a new 45. And I won't think twice to stick that barrel straight down Sancho's throat. Believe me when I say that I got something for his punk ass. Well, I really wanna know, my baby. Well, I really wanna say, I can't define what's love. Wait till I- find a hammer of my own. Daddy's gonna love one and all, and I'm thinking it's a sign that the freckles in our eyes are mirror images, and when we kiss they're perfectly. And I won't think twice to stick that barrel straight down Sancho's throat. Believe me when I say that I've got something for his punk ass, but I really wanna know, my baby. Well, I really wanna say, it may seem like a stretch, but it's thoughts like this that catch my troubled head when you're away, when I am listening to me. I don't practice Santeria, I ain't got no crystal ball. I had $1 million, but I spent it all if I could find that henna. They will see us waving from such great heights. Come down now, they'll say, hey. If I could find that henna and that Sancho that she's found, Daddy's gonna love one and all. And I feel the break, feel the break, feel the break, and I've gotta let it out. Oh, yeah, huh. Well, I swear that I, well, I really wanna say, my baby. Well, I really wanna say, is there's just a way back, and I'll make it. Yeah, my soul will have to. They will see us waving from such great heights. Come down now, they'll say. Tell Sanchito what is good for him. He best go running high. Daddy's got a new 45. And I won't think twice to stick that barrel straight down Sancho's throat. Believe me when I say that I've got something for his punk ass. Well, I really wanna know, my baby. Well, I really wanna say, is there's just one way back, and I'll make it.
That was called a bipolar love song. I gotta go. I need to find a Hannah on my own. Right, that was those two songs together. You have a bipolar love song. You have a guy. They will see us waving from such great heights. I think it's a sign that the freckles. It's the beginning of the relationship. Just think about this. It's like it's the beginning of the relationship and then a terrible ending. I'm thinking it's a sign
that the freckles in our eyes are mirror images. And when we kiss, they're perfectly...
It's the same chords, guys. It's the same love song. Actually, these chords are a little different. And then it goes...
But tell Sanchez know what is good for him. He best go run and hide.
It's the Jekyll, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Believe me when I say, no, daddy's got a new 45. When we're out there on the road for several weeks at shows, and when I play the radio, I hope this song will guide you home. I don't practice Santeria, I ain't got no crystal ball. Well, I had $1 million.
He made the $1 million when he was on the road, but now Sancho took his girl, took Hannah. He was at such great heights and now such great lows.
If Sancho knows what is good for him, he best go running high. Daddy. Got a new 45, and I won't think twice to stick that barrel straight down Sancho's throat. Believe me when I say that I've got something for his punk ass. What I really say is there's just one way back, and I'll make it.
Unauthorized.tv, if you'd like to support the chat, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Sorry for being a little cynical tonight, but I feel like it was still a fun stream. I'm going to take the day off tomorrow so that I can rebuild my super juice, my super force, and not just yell at people that they should not watch pornography. I know that must get a little bit annoying, but trust me, it does work from time to time. All right. Unbearablesmerchandise.com, unauthorized.tv, bitchute.com/OwenBenjaminComedy, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335, at Owen Comedy on Instagram, at Owen Benjamin on Telegram, or Telegraph, whatever the hell that is. All right. Much love, everybody. Be fruitful, multiply, don't be fruity and bull guy. See you later.